2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 11. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces and sacrificed oxen and fatlings, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the house, the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men, to everyone a cake of bread, a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his own house. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The rest of the month of December shall be committed to nothing but appreciation. So it is our season of appreciation for supernatural shift. Season of appreciation for elevation. That comprises of praise, it comprises of worship, and also thanksgiving throughout the month. Someone by the name Uzzah attempted to carry the ark, and Uzzah died. David carried the ark, and David lived. So he was dancing and praising God. Why are we going to appreciate in December? Because the month, the year of 2020 was unusually challenging. Many could not survive the year, but you have survived. And you will survive it. And do you know that in the midst of this year, I have had not one, not two, not three, not four, not five testimonies that this year has been the best year so far. Someone told me, many, not one, not two, not three, the best year of their life in the midst of this pandemic has been the year 2020. And before this year comes to an end, it will be the best year of your life so far. Don't ask me how it will happen. It is going to happen. Shout the loudest. Amen. So very, very quickly, the blessing of appreciation. It is a blessing Sunday, and it is also our appreciation and thanksgiving and praise month. The blessing of appreciation. There is a lot of blessing. Our objective is to understand the blessing of appreciation. There is a lot of blessing in the action of appreciating, praising, and worshiping God. A lot And we live in a world today where the devil attacks the lifestyle of appreciation, the lifestyle of praise, the lifestyle of thanksgiving. And I have identified 3 major things that the devil uses to attack appreciation. Number one, he causes people to see the various challenges of the earth as the reason not to praise God. If there is a God, some people say, why are all these problems? That is the lie of the devil. God is not behind the problems.
the failure of man to do what God wants them to do from the scratch has been the problem. From the scratch. Second, it causes people to see what God has not yet done. Prayer that is not yet answered. Instead of what God has done plenty, including the gift of life. Thirdly, it causes people to compare themselves with others as a reason not to appreciate God. Not knowing that pathways and destinies differ. The way Joseph took to reach where he reached was quite different from the way of David and quite different from the way of Abraham. How Peter was called was different from how Nathaniel or someone else was called. And the devil attacks appreciation because he knows the blessing of appreciation. And I am going to be emphasizing in this service quality appreciation. Looking at the life of David we just saw just now. What blessing is in appreciation? One, appreciation, and that is quality appreciation, establishes the presence of God. It establishes the presence of God. Psalm 22 and in verse 3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Psalm 89 verse 15, "Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound, they shall walk in the light of your countenance." Psalm 100 verse 4, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise." The presence of God is never scarce for authentic worshippers. Never scarce. No wonder David was worshipping in the company of the ark. In the company of the ark. Worshippers of God are carriers of the ark. Every time you see a genuine worshipper, it's an ark of divine presence carrier. Number two, appreciation, quality appreciation, guarantees the preservation of life. You remember that Uzzah, who was the first person to carry this ark, lost his life as he attempted to transport the ark without doing it well. He didn't do it well. As David did it well, he preserved his life. Psalm 91 and in verse 1 all the way to verse end, you know it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. That was worship. That was praise. Praise that was emphasizing the preservation power of God as we praise him. Psalm 150 and in verse 6 said, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." So to praise the Lord is to stabilize your breath. Is to stabilize your breath. Say it like this. To praise God well is to be qualified for life. When you will praise him well, it qualifies us for life. That is, no power is powerful enough to take you out before your time. Thirdly, appreciation. That is, quality appreciation brings acceleration to life. It brings acceleration to life. It brings acceleration to life. Remember that as long as they were doing it well, they kept moving forward. When they moved five or six paces, they offer sacrifice. They moved five or six paces, they offer sacrifice. As long as they kept doing it well, they kept moving forward. Uzzah didn't do it well, so he couldn't progress. And if you read the book of Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, all the way to the last verse, for as long as God kept appreciating and giving thanks, he kept on or looking at all that he did and it was good, he kept moving from day to day, day to day. I'd like you to listen to this. If the enemy cannot close your mouth in appreciation, he cannot tie your life in stagnation. If the enemy cannot close your mouth of appreciation, he cannot tie down your life in stagnation. If there is always something you can see God do in your life, there is always something God will do and always something he will continue to do. I am not where I want to be in life yet. There are things I have seen in vision and seen in revelation I have not seen physically. But I am far too far from where I used to be. And I am going to give God appreciation continually. I'm sure you have been to this place in the night before. Have you seen these premises in the night before? Just around this place and just on the way to the road. Doesn't it look some different to you from what is usual? Yesterday night as I moved in the midst of the light in everywhere, I said, Lord, what did we do to deserve this help? There are many things yet to be done. Many, many things. But thank him for so far. You see this? You have seen the lighting from the road all the way inside here in the night and all the things. If you cannot see what God has done so far, you will never see what he will do next time. If you can't see, even if it is not for your sake, appreciate God for somebody else. Appreciate God for the church you found yourself in. Appreciate God for the word you find yourself hearing. Appreciate God for the testimony of that triplet you had just now. It's not your testimony, but 11 years of barrenness, and God broke it like that. God, not just for me, I rejoice for them. The man is a lecturer, I think he's a PhD holder, lecturer at them in the university. 11 years, very, very faithful in church, committed in church. All these years, yet no child. He's a minister at the Kefi Church. Then the other one, I think 17 years or 19 years. 19 solid years, no child. She had an encounter in the night almost 100 times, all right? While she was carrying the pregnancy. Maybe you are trusting God for one encounter, you don't have one yet. Thank God for that one. And as you appreciate God for what you can see he has done, whether for you or for another person, then you are qualified to see what he will do in your life. I prophesy to somebody here, before this December is over, you will see plenty of things that Jehovah will do in your life and shall do in your life. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Appreciation. Quality appreciation brings acceleration. For as long as the devil cannot close your mouth of appreciation, he cannot tie down your life to stagnation. And don't ever forget, appreciation is the vehicle of acceleration in life and destiny. Appreciation is the vehicle of acceleration for life and destiny. Number four, and I'll stop there and continue the others in the next service. Appreciation quality appreciation establishes the blessing of God. The Bible said David returned to his household and blessed them. After they finished dancing, after they finished celebrating, he returned to his house and blessed them, and blessed them, and blessed them. This is the point of the matter. Are you ready for this? Don't forget it. If you will not deny God his praise, he won't deny you your blessing. It's 1-1. If you will not deny God his praise, he will not deny you your blessing. Psalm 67 verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. If you will not deny God his praise, he will not deny you your blessing. Do you know one secret of handling enemy hostility? Is your praise to God. People can hate you. Demons can hate you to any extent they want. If you know how to worship God, God can kill person for your sake. you don't know it is in the Bible? In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when Jehoshaphat and the army of Israel were facing God in worshiping, God put the sword in the hands of the enemy. Finish yourself. Finish yourself now. Finish yourself. If death is good, kill yourself. Know how to worship God. God kill person. Kill person. There are those who never believe you will be alive till today. If they don't change their mindset, they won't cross this year. The year has not ended yet, but they cannot cross this year. Everybody aggravated, irritated, agitated, frustrated against your life and against your destiny. If they don't change their mind, this year is not crossable for them. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We'll look at other points in the second service. For the sake of time now, we'll have to proceed beyond here. Now, when I said appreciation, I mentioned quality appreciation. What is quality appreciation all about? That was what we saw in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12 to 15. Quality appreciation, number one, includes quality praise and worship. Where your praise and worship is not, that was what David and the people were doing. That's our reference to 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12 to 15. Quality praise from the depth of your heart. God touched you. What he has done for you has moved you. And it has moved you to give him from the depth of your heart. Quality praise and worship. The second department is quality celebration and jubilation. And that includes the dance. David danced with all his might according to scripture. The Bible says, praise him in the dance. Quality celebration and jubilation. Until we become babies in the hands of God, we cannot become adults in the purpose of God for our lives. Babies in his hands. We can't become mature in his purpose. Don't ever let yourself be too dignified for God. Not only in this church. Anywhere they are doing genuine praise and worship, I lose, whether I'm a guest minister, I lose control there. I don't care. If you like, be civilized. Your civilization can establish your stagnation. Me, I'm uncivilized. And the lack of civilization is giving me acceleration. Quality celebration and jubilation. And number three is quality sacrifice. Quality sacrifice. The offered sacrifice. If you are truly grateful, it is reflected in your sacrifices, your giving. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, oh my pocket, hold your peace. Is that how it is? Is that how it is? No. David, after every six paces, another sacrifice. Quality appreciation includes sacrifice. Finally, in conclusion, what is the motivation for appreciation, especially in this case with David? What do you think would be the reason why David was celebrating and dancing like this? Number one, the privilege of relationship with God. The privilege of closeness. Am I the one close to the ark like this? Who am I to be close to God like this? Close to you, Lord, I pray, where fear can not be found, where your voice can be heard, close to you. Close to you, Lord, I pray, where fear can not be found. The privilege of closeness to God, relationship with God. Number two will be the privilege of life. David remembered that someone just died. The name was Uzzah. He died trying to convey the ark of the Lord, and God has preserved his own life. The privilege of life is a reason for general appreciation. Nobody is too wise to die. And we have seen that nobody has been too young to die. Nobody is too old to die. Nobody is too intelligent to die. Nobody is too rich to die. Nobody is too educated to die. Nobody is too illiterate to die. Nobody is too poor to die. For it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God who shows mercy. The privilege of life. Life is not a right, it's a gift. Life is not a right, it's a privilege. For he giveth to all life according to scripture. The privilege of life. Thirdly, the privilege of a second opportunity. Let's say a second opportunity to do it right. Because the Bible said, God made a breach on Uzzah in 1 Chronicles 15:13, because they did not serve him after the due order. For because he did it not at first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the, that somebody died because we didn't do it well. Now he has given us another opportunity to do it well. Many of us, we are having a second opportunity. Many of us, a third opportunity. Many of us, a fourth opportunity. Many of us, bad relationship. God rescued you from. Many of us, you almost died. God brought you back to life. Many of us, just a second opportunity in one way or the other. The devil wanted to smear your name. God cleared you. Something like that. If you have ever had another chance, you were in the midst of an accident, came out alive, you were in the midst of a life-threatening sickness, or whatever it is, and God gave you a second opportunity, it is reason enough to praise God. What could be the reason? Number four, the frustration of the expectations of the enemy. I am sure that people were watching when the ark killed Uzzah. They took it to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. People were watching for him to die. He couldn't die. David carried the ark. And maybe other set of people started watching for David to die. He didn't die. Oh, wow. This is worth praising God for. There are many of us like that. People, if wishes had enough power to kill, many of us won't be alive now. Have you ever been in an environment or seated with people or someone and you know they hate you with a passion and the hatred escaped into the atmosphere and you can feel it? It's palpable, almost feelable. Where you pass, like cat that saw rat. If human beings can wish a person dead and people would have died, you would have died many times. They died you at first, they die you again. Am I communicating at all? Have you ever seen somebody that know you and you know them very well and you wanted to say good morning and they are looking straight like they never saw you? They are just looking straight inside like, I didn't see you, and if I saw you, you are not important. You don't know what God has delivered you from so far. That is why you are complaining. You don't know where you would have been now if not for the mercy of some people would have been in prison now by the thing the enemy was concocting for you. Some people would have been on the deathbed now or in the mental asylum. You should have been in a place where they say this person is mad. If what the devil planned succeeded, you don't know. That's why you are complaining. They are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. No child yet. It's not only fruit of the womb they don't want you to have. They don't want you to have life at all. Human expectations, so terrible. But every single day you draw your next breath, Father, I thank you. And every time you saw that hostility, say, thank you for your mercy that kept me so far. Because if this kind of hostility has been on all this while, and I'm still alive, I don't know how many times I would have gone. And like I have told people, if you don't want hatred from people, don't ask God for blessing. Don't ask for his help. And there are people, even the fight they are fighting you is not where you are now. It's what God wants you to become, that they can sense in the realm of the spirit. But who is he that saith it, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? He frustrates the tokens of liars. He makes diviners mad. He disappoints the device of the crafty, and their hands cannot perform their enterprise. I announce to somebody right now, by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of fire that is upon my life, everything the devil is annoyed and angry about concerning your life and my life, more of those positive things shall happen around you. Everything the devil is angry about, everything he's afraid of, everything he's scared about, shall man, that's right, help her, help him there, and help her. Everything the devil says, who are you to become this, or to be that, or to see this, many, many, many more shall multiply. Remain standing. What will David be appreciating God for? Number five, the opportunities and possibilities of the future. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth living just because he lives. Lift up your hands. Because he lives, you will face December and end it well. Because he lives, because I know, oh, he holds December, and your life is worth living just because. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. So thank him for the possibilities of the future. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. And if you carry the presence of God, the future is a guarantee. So you thank him for the possibilities of the future. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's begin to appreciate him. Appreciate him now. Appreciate him for the privilege of relationship first. Appreciate God for the privilege of relationship. The privilege of relationship. The privilege of knowing it. The privilege of closeness. Appreciate him. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for the privilege of life. I am grateful to be alive at this time. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of a second opportunity to do it well. Thank you for the frustration of the expectations of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunities and possibilities of the future. Thank you for the things you have in store for me in 2020, before the 31st day of December 2020. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God.
All fear is gone because I know he holds my future. My life is worth
living just
cause to live.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In the precious name of Jesus.
A new day is coming upon you. A new season is coming upon you. New help from above is coming upon you. New grace and mercy from God is coming upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute. We're going to do some things very, very quickly. They will pass the communion at this moment. And while that is happening, those who will need to give their life to Christ, I will call you out shortly. You will receive your communion, but you will come forward here to take it because you need to be redeemed and be saved before you can partake in the communion. While that communion distribution is going on, they will play for us the clip of the live worship production, the first one. We are likely to upload that on YouTube today because many people have been asking, when will it be out? When will it be out? So the first one is going to be uploaded. And I have good news for you. The album is finally out. All right? And also the Seed of Destiny for December. Both of them are Christmas packages that, you know, we give ourselves a lot of carnal, normal things that doesn't change anybody's life. But these are spiritual tools. The album, somebody said, they were going home yesterday. I was playing the album and she was crying and crying and crying and crying until people are wondering, what is wrong with you? The presence of God carried that album so heavy, so intense and so dense. There is evangelism, worship evangelism that you can do. A hardened criminal can listen to one song and be changed forever. We have had testimonies of such plenty times. So they are all available. And they will I'm sure when I mention it again, you will show the album and so on. And so the distribution will be on. You don't take it yet until we pray over it, release the blessing of December. And then while that distribution is on, you can go ahead and play the clip of the close to you. The first track.
Just be there, close to you.
That your breath be upon that production and let it hit the world and change stories. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up that communion. Can I have the album and also the can we all stand up on our feet? The communion lifted. As we're about to do that, those who need to give their lives to Jesus, you will come to do that right now in the front. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags. You've heard the message, you have heard the song. Right now, it's up to you to quickly step forward. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and everything you have brought to church with, and come out with the speed of light. Take the song again close to your choir. I'll give you the count of 7-1. Quickly. Be the first to come. Don't be the last to come. Come and surrender your life to Jesus.
Lost to you. Lost to you. Lord, I pray. Close to you. Lord.
2. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Father, we pray for you, for your children today. We ask that the hold of the enemy be broken of their lives and fresh grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Place your right hand on your chest, lift up the other hand now. Right hand on the head, then the other hand lifting the communion. Everybody now. This is Blessing Sunday for 20, the final one for 2020. And every blessing that is yours this year must enter now. So receive it with all authority you possess.
We pray for you together today in the name of Jesus. And we declare, like the scripture says, better is the end than the beginning thereof. We declare that the end of 2020 shall be better for you than the whole of the year thus far in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that has been delayed from entering your hands, every blessing, every spirituality, every salvation, every fruit of the womb, every marital establishment, everything that has been delayed, today we declare they are open.
Amen.
We declare today that you shall rejoice. At the end of this year, 2020, it shall be your season of rejoicing. In Jesus' name.
Still place your hand on your head. Father, I pray first and foremost for the release of the gift of life. You saw January 2020. I announce today on this Blessing Sunday service, you shall see January 2021. No devil shall cut you short before your time. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy divine health, divine strength, and divine energy on your life now in the name of Jesus. Everything Jehovah has packaged into 2020 for your life that has not yet entered your hands, between now and the 31st day of December 2020, I declare the recovery of all in the name of Jesus. You shall pursue, overtake, and recover all that is yours in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the mercy and the grace of God to end this year well. You shall finish well, and you shall finish strong. You shall finish well, and you shall finish strong. The calamities and the disasters of December, they are not your portion. They are not the portion of your loved ones. They are not the portion of your family. Accident is not your portion. Kidnap is not your portion. Road traffic accident, assassination is not your portion. Armed robbery attack is not your portion. In the name of Jesus. Everyone here today afflicted with diabetes, afflicted with hypertension, afflicted with every form of lower abdominal situation, it is arrested forever. Every blessing declared right now, as you take it, this communion, the blessing is communicated in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Say a louder amen. Go ahead and take your seat, open the communion, and just go ahead and take it. Those of you in the front, you can go ahead and do likewise. everybody. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. This is end of the year. Please ensure that you listen to end of the year announcements. Take your seat. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let today be a turning point. Resources belonging to you, tied down by the devil, are released right now. From the north, south, east, and west, what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. The album is ready. I don't know if you have it on, from the ICT and place it on the screen. And again, it's dedicated in the name of the Father. Pick it for yourself and pick it for somebody in the name of Jesus. Dr. Miss Becky Nenche turned 50 years a few weeks ago. And there was an album that was released. We sang out of that album, Beautiful in God. You remember the album we sang one Sunday that myself and I were singing? And it's very powerful. Heaven kissed the earth. Powerful singing. I sang in it. Deborah sang in it. Paul Daniel sang in it. Daniela sang in it. And also Destiny sang in it. Very, very powerful. And those two albums are dedicated in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It will be impactful. I listened to it overnight and I was asking her, where is the album? And we present it officially in Jesus' precious name. Other Christmas gifts available. Wisdom for Distinction. It will change somebody's life. Amazon best-selling this book. And then the blessing, the experiencing the substantiality, the tangibility, and materiality of God's blessing. I'm not sure you have read a book like this before on the blessing of God. And then we have the greatness code. 6 keys for great husbands, great wives, and great parenting. Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche, she wrote it. Also, it came out at the birthday time. Father, we multiply this and we ask your blessings in Jesus' precious name. All right. We have a little, for those who don't have to travel for Christmas, please don't struggle to travel. It is not written anywhere. When it is Christmas, thou shalt travel. Can somebody show me that passage, please? When it is Christmas period and New Year, thou must travel. Especially our brethren from the southwest and mostly southeast. Village meeting must hold. Family meeting must hold. It is not compulsory, okay? If somebody shared something very pathetic, he sent to my wife, he said, go and tell, apologize to our senior pastor for me. She said, I was going on a journey. I had no peace. Peace is zero. And I still went on the journey. And she almost lost her life. Or only the way they say somebody is saved with the skin of the teeth. That was how she was saved. Almost lost. Say, apologize to pastor for me. You say, I had no peace. Peace was zero. You see, in fact, at a certain point, she felt like stopping and let the others continue the journey. But she still went ahead. Disaster. So, it doesn't matter what it is. If you don't have peace, don't go. And the Lord will grant us wisdom. Now, there are very few retreat places here right now. Some people who came for the conference stayed in a few places provided on site where you can stay in and then walk to the garden to pray and return back. Very, very, you can make inquiries and then you'll be shown about retreat places that you can stay in 1 day, 2 day, 3 day and pray, seek the face of God and so on. And that quiet, serene atmosphere, open heavens place where the presence of God can visit you. You can make inquiries and you'll be told. And the Lord bless you. Somebody has been blessed so far. Say amen. You have your offerings now. Lift it up. There are people online also. The code is there, right there. And all giving details are there. In the name of Jesus, we lift up these offerings. Father, multiply harvest back to every giver. And we ask that everyone who is releasing this, that no hand will return back in poverty or in begging. And that all that belongs to us will be our portion this year. In Jesus' name. Amen.